come to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty, and I would like to welcome you back again this week to this program. And if you have joined in at any amount of time, you know that this program is about sharing what the gospel is and how it has worked in my life and encouraging you to keep it in memory in your own life so that you can see the power of God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I love the beginning of these verses because it tells you in 3 and 4 what the gospel is. But when you look at 1 and 2, it tells you what to do with it. So let's look at 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received. And here is what the gospel is. Here is what was preached. Here is what was received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Do you know it says we are to keep that in memory, that we are to stand in that? If you've had that gospel preached to you and you have received it, well, there is the rest of your instructions. Stand in it and keep it in memory. You know, it takes a diligent effort every day to do that. And I'll tell you, I have to constantly remind myself when the little things come up through the day that I better be believing that gospel. I better be trusting in it. I better be keeping it in memory, and I better be standing in it. My question to you today in talking about this gospel would be, have you ever felt like or ever heard, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, guess I'll go eat worms? You know, that's a funny little saying that I've often heard, but I know people sometimes feel that way. I know that I have felt that way, that no matter what I did, no matter how hard I tried, I wasn't even bothering you, but you seem to find something to get after me about. That's where I want to begin today. If we look in chapter 6 of Ephesians. Now I want you to consider this as I share with you what those things are, what those spirits are that are always making you feel like they're coming after you, or you can't please this person, or you can't please that person, or someone's always after you about something. Well, let's look in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm starting in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word is methods, that you may be able to stand against the methods of the devil. Do you know the devil has methods? And sometimes those methods are going to come out of someone else's mouth against you. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That person that's standing there accusing you, or that person that's standing there that you feel like is picking at you, or that person that's standing there that's trying to make you mad or ruffle your feathers. Look what it says. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, here's what you do. Here's what you do when you're wrestling with those spirits. It's not the person in front of you. And I know that is hard when you see someone right in front of you. And I've been down that road. And this is something I have to diligently make an effort to do my own self. Verse 13, Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. You're going to have to take on the whole armor of God so that you can stand in the evil day. That person that's being hateful or mean or picking, or maybe you're the one doing it. That's not even that all the evil that's getting ready to come in the days ahead. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, look at this, taking the shield of faith. Do you know you're going to have to use your faith? You're going to have to keep that gospel in memory? That's part of using your faith. Your faith working is keeping that gospel in memory. Your faith working is standing in that gospel, is trusting in that gospel. When someone is sitting there railing on you or chewing you out or trying to get you all riled up, you have to use your faith to keep those things in memory so that you can withstand whatever method the devil's trying to use against you, so that you don't speak something you shouldn't speak. I'm going to reread that. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let's go to Hebrews. I want to look at this regarding Jesus. This was something that was ministered to me when I was at that place of everybody hates me, nobody likes me, I guess I'll go eat worms. When I was at that place, this scripture was ministered to me, and it has greatly encouraged me over the years. And when I come back to it and I remember it when things get tough, I come back to this. Let's look at chapter 12 in Hebrews, verse 3. And this is talking about the Lord Jesus. So when that person or those people or whatever it is coming against you, those fiery darts are coming against you, look at this, verse 3. For consider him. Who's him? Jesus. For consider Jesus that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. You know, when that's happening, consider Jesus. What happened to Jesus? Where was Jesus? He was on the cross getting railed on, getting beaten, getting mocked, getting spit upon. If you be the Son of God, come down from there. All these things being said to him and done to him. And you know what? There were times he kept his mouth shut, and there were times he spoke by the Spirit of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Look what it says. Lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Consider him, but look. Unless you be wearied and faint in your minds. You know, you're not keeping that gospel in your heart. If you're not trusting in it, if you're not holding on to it, when those spirits and people rise up against you, what's going to happen? It says you're going to be wearied and faint in your minds. It's going to try to overwhelm you. And then that's where you get to the place of, well, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, or you say things that maybe aren't said by the Spirit of God, that do things that get you in trouble. I know I read this last week, probably the last couple of weeks, but I want to look at Philippians 2 really quickly. Philippians 2, verse 7. Again, this is talking about Jesus. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So remember, I've been talking about this. He was just like you and me. And I shared with you what he went through on that cross. People are out there mocking him, spitting on him, saying all things to him. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Look at verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So when those fiery darts are coming at us, and those spirits and those people, because they have yielded their members as weapons of unrighteousness, or like I said earlier, maybe it's something in you, and you're the one that's yielding yourself as a weapon of unrighteousness. Look at verse 9. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Do you know when those things are coming at you, when you, maybe you didn't keep the gospel in memory, maybe you didn't stand in that gospel, maybe you have gotten weary and fainted in your mind. Do you see what that says? That you can call on that name of Jesus, that you can use your faith and believe and keep in memory that, you know what? Jesus was a man just like me, and Jesus is my example. And Jesus was marred more than any man and hung on the cross. And Jesus went through all that so that I can call on that name and believe what he did for me. That's what you do. You call on that name. Call on that name and expect him to move on your behalf. Expect him to get those spirits off of you. Expect him, if you got weary and you have given in to how you feel, well, call on the name of Jesus, expecting him to lift you up out of that. Don't give in to how you feel. Don't give in to all those spirits with those fiery darts trying to beat you down. That's what the devil wants to do to you, beat you down, to run flat over you. Well, look, in verse 10 it said that at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. And you can call on that name, and I call on that name, and expect him to answer you, to hear you, to lift you up out of whatever's going on. This next group of songs I would like to share with you, and they are ministered by the My Girls, Kathy My, with her three daughters, Candace, Ashley, and Rachel. And we like to refer to these as the war songs. So I encourage you to listen to these songs. They minister faith and they minister the power of God. And I will be back.
Enjoy.
was teaching and I worked for someone, and there were a handful of people that no matter what I did, they didn't like it. If I tried to do one thing, it didn't please them. And I wasn't even around them, but it seemed that they always tried to find what I was doing. I'll just tell you, I liked getting along with people. I wasn't confrontational. I didn't want to get in your way. A lot of times, those spirits and people would come and find me and want to get on me or rail on me about things. And that was hard for me to understand because I liked people. Well, I kept going through this, and it was just kind of tearing me up. I would make plans with things or with my kids, and I would go and I would get things approved, and they would say, yeah, great, Misty, great, that sounds good, let's do it. And then it would be a matter of days, and then someone would find out what I was doing, and then I'd get called in, and I'd be told, well, you know what, yeah, I know, we agreed, but I got to thinking about this. And this kept happening. Well, you know what, that's one thing when it was dealing with me, but here was the problem. I was telling my kids that I'd already checked in on this, and so now you're affecting all of us. And this kept going on. And at home, I would share things with my husband. We were praying, believing the gospel. And, you know, it says to pray for those that despitefully use you and bless them. And that's what we were doing. We were blessing our enemies, praying for those that despitefully used us, those that curse us. We were trying to do to overcome what these spirits were doing. And it was just like they'd get stirred up. After a period of time, and this went on for a little while, and you know, there was some trying of my faith in all of this. And that's the thing, when you go through those things, when you get to those places, a lot of times it's just your faith being tried. Are you going to keep that gospel in memory? Are you going to keep believing? Or are you just going to quit? I've seen the Lord check my heart out many times with things. And so we were doing all we knew to do. It got to the point where my certificate was trying to be messed with. I mean, it was anything we could throw at Misty, let's throw it at her. At some point, we overcame. And one day, I got a call. The person I was having to deal with, the person that would kind of oversee things, that would approve things and then change their mind when someone went to them, out of the blue one day, were removed. They were no longer in that position. And you know what happened? There was someone that was moved into that position who became a friend and also was someone that no one was going to run over. And you know what? I found favor with them. And I saw the Lord move on my behalf. And you know what? That whole time when all that was happening, I didn't say anything to them. I didn't fight them, and I didn't go after them or try to get things turned on them. I just kept my mouth shut and I prayed. And you know what? I'm not saying that there won't be times that the Spirit of God will come up out of you. But the whole thing is, you're just going to have to keep believing. And like we read in Philippians, that name, Jesus, is high above every name. And call on that name. Believe what that name stands for. And when you start getting a hold of that, when you start getting a hold of, you know what? This gospel is for everything. This gospel is for, I lost a piece of homework and I can't find it and now I did. Or this gospel is for, I need money and you know what? I got some. Or I needed a job and I got a job, or I got the best job. It's for everything. When I share with you on here, that's what I want you to see. It's not just for that one time thing. It's for everything. And like we read in the evil days, you know, there's evil days coming upon us, and that's going to be the only thing that won't be moved. That's going to be the only thing that will hold true to the very end, and that is the gospel. I would love to hear if the gospel is working in your life, that you are believing this gospel and seeing the power of God manifest. Stay tuned, and you will hear how to contact me. Until next time, God bless. Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. You may email me at Misty Reese, Water of Life, @gmail.com. That's MISTYREECE, Water of Life, at gmail.com. Or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086.